Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no
With
filtro.
no filtro.
Today is viernes.
The end of
It
the week.
ends as a week. Once again, I do not base myself on days of the week, just I wake up every single day. I don't know what month we're in, I don't know what the date is. I don't give a single fuck, honestly. But like, we're just going through the motions of
I feel
every
like you
single
should.
day.
Something that we actually, and for the most part, we've been kind of complying with it. But I kind of gave myself like la meta de every month for 2021, I wanted to, okay, ready to preface. Because for last year, for Christmas, I gave you like a kind of photo notebook of a picture of us every single month. And just like a picture of you and me, just kind of like posing or doing whatever, whether we had makeup, just random moment in
Random
that
shit,
month.
yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, low key, like, I mean, obviously you loved it, but you were like, low key, it's kind of lame because, like, we're not doing anything. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. It's just us living life, whatever. But then I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, we literally say that we're adventure hungry. We literally love to travel, but we don't do it as often
Right.
as we should. Or, you
At
know what I mean?
all.
Or, yeah, or honestly, at all. And I don't know if it's because we're just anxious or we have anxiety or whatever, but just we said for 2021, every single month, I want to do something that we haven't done before, if that makes
Yeah,
sense. Like, I
yeah.
wanted to kind of go out of my way to do stuff. And we haven't really
Done that much.
traveled per se. I mean, like, we kind of went to like the amusement park, and then we went to a museum, we went to the beach. And I think that's literally it. For January, we went to an amusement park. February, we literally went to the beach. I mean, we went to the beach for a little bit. It wasn't just one day. And January, February, March. For March,
We haven't done anything.
we went to a
Oh,
museum.
we did. We went to two museums, actually.
What were the... Oh, is that
One
in
of those, a
March?
botanical garden. What
It
was that?
was a museum. Yeah, it was a... No, well, it was a Japanese garden. But that
Yeah.
was a museum. And I think we did we all did we also go to the other museum as well? We went to like it was called like
Did we
Real
get a
Bodies.
picture at the museum?
I don't think so. I didn't count
Dumbasses.
that though.
Right?
It
It was so
felt
childish and
it
weird,
felt
yeah.
off. I
Yeah, I
don't
don't count
know.
that either. We'll have to go to another museum.
We'll
You
do.
actually want to go to the amusement park again.
I
And
do.
I'm about.
Like, what are you
Tonto.
doing? What?
Literally nothing.
Okay.
Literally nothing.
Literally in like 2 or 3 days, let's buy the
And the
tickets and
weather's
just
been
do
pretty
it. It's been
nice.
pretty chilly out, so I've been really enjoying it. But whatchamacallit, so I forget how. Oh, so the thing is, I personally am keeping track, not so much of like the days, but the thing is, I always notice, I don't know why in life, it's like you always can put it off. You're always like, oh, I'll do it next week. Oh, I'll do it the next time. I'll do it the next time. Like, having actually tried to keep myself, it's like this month I'm gonna do it, has been like very stressful, first of all. Like, and you'd think like a month is more than enough time, but the thing is, it's like
Nah.
you're like, oh, it's the first few days of the month. It's okay. I still got time. Then it's like mid, like, I don't know, like you're in the 20s or something. It's like, oh shit, like how many more like days do I have? Like, you know what I mean? And it's literally, it's like the 30th or the 29th or the 31st, like right there. Always. It
Deadass.
comes way too freaking fast. And I'm always scrounging at like last minute, like the last few days of the month. Like I'm like, oh shit, we have to do something because I want to like comply with my goal. I really wanted to do that. You know what I mean? And I
Yeah.
feel as that is my, I don't know, not resolution, but that's what I wanted to do this year. Every single month I wanted to do something that would push like the extents of my comfort zone, something that kind of travel wise,
That's
see something
literally
new.
365 days of literally only doing 12 things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally, I have an entire year to do 12 different things. You would think it's a
You'd
lot
think it's
easier than
enough.
it
Yeah, you'd
is.
think you'd get it done. But it's
Honestly.
like,
But
damn.
yeah, we're gonna go to another amusement park.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And Loki, I feel like that'll be a fun day to like explain to the podcast. We could do
Yeah.
that. But ready? It's Friday, end of the week.
Yes.
Good vibes, good vibes. Yes.
Yes.
Let's
This
get
is gonna be
started.
a food review day.
Yes.
But
It's
we shouldn't
Friday
get into that
feuds and
yet.
food
Oh,
reviews.
something I wanted to say because we always start off with the quote,
You were
and
saying we were getting too it was getting too hot and heavy in here.
yeah, it was getting really deep, and the thing is, and it was getting really serious, and the thing is, I appreciated that because we had a lot to say on those specific topics, and I'm glad we got that out, you know? But if we keep reading these quotes, we're just gonna continue going down the same rabbit hole of topics.
Yeah, we really
And like,
do.
I want to laugh. I want to keep this light. I want to keep this fluffy. I mean, there were important things to say. When there's important things to say, we'll say them. Do I, oh, I'm banging the table, sorry.
You're good, you're good.
But for now, let's do fluffy topics. Let's
keep it light. We can always get deep, because that's also a thing for us. We always, like, literally, I think during one of the first podcasts, we were like, we'll start about dogs and we'll end up on depression. I don't know how we'll do it, but we will.
We find this way to always get back to depression.
We always get deep, and it's always a thing. But literally, you were talking to me the other day where it's like, I feel as though we lost our childhood, as though we didn't have that, and I don't know, I guess we're waiting for somebody to give us permission to be childish again, or, like, we're waiting for each other to give each other permission. Like, I'm waiting for you to give me permission to be a child, and you're waiting for me to give you permission to be a child, when we're both completely accepting of each other, but there's kind of, like, that wall there.
Why do you think I want a golden retriever?
Why do you want a golden retriever?
Like, what I mean is, like, my ideal guy is a golden retriever. Does that make sense?
No.
Blonde, bubbly dude.
Oh, okay. I was like blonde, I'm sorry, why? We already have dogs.
No, I don't want a golden retriever dog. That's way too much drool. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm attracted to bubbly people that are, like, childish, and it's like, you know?
Am I not that?
You are, but then sometimes you're really serious.
You just don't want me to ever be serious?
It's not that. Like, I mean, you would hate it. Bubbly, but
you would hate it.
You're bubbly serious. Like, you're never just
happy-go-lucky?
Crazy.
What do you mean?
But that's you. It doesn't mean that you should change.
No, I mean, the thing is, but what do you mean? I would love to become your perfect golden retriever. Shut up.
I like blonde.
I can dye my hair blonde. Is that what it takes?
No.
Is that what it will take for you to get with me?
No.
I will literally go tomorrow and dye my hair blonde.
No, don't do that. I like your brown hair.
You're so annoying.
No, but the thing is,
how dare you say I have limitations?
The thing is, I'd like to be, like, literally, like, a ball of sun, you know? Like, sunshine. And, like, I want to be that kind of person, but I'm not. So I really like those kind of
people. Yeah, there's a difference between Hinata and Kuro.
Yes.
You like Hinata?
Yes, there you go. Because, like, Kuro is definitely the bubbly one in the relationship, but you wouldn't call him bubbly. You would call him simpatico. You would call him chévere, but not... He's not a golden retriever.
I'll become a golden retriever. How do I become a... What aspects of me aren't...
Why would you become a golden retriever?
Because I want to be
closer... If Kuro became a golden retriever, then he'd be Hinata, but he's Kuro. Done.
No, but I feel like I'm inferior.
Not at all. No.
But I'm not super bubbly.
You're exactly what you need to be. I'm just telling you my type.
And I want to be your type. What the fuck?
Like, so if I told you that my type is Akashi, you would become a dry person?
Yes, I would try my very best to become that person for you.
Why? Okay, Gemini bitch, chill the fuck out. You are perfect. Stop trying to change anything about you.
We don't even know who I really am, so it's okay. I will mold. Right, but you're not going to
adopt personas.
The thing is, I feel as though my OG person, I feel as though if I was born with a silver spoon on my ass, like, with not a single worry in the world, and, like, I could literally just be, and, like, anybody would accept me no matter what, I feel as though I would be Hinata, if that makes sense. I don't know if you guys understand the reference. We're talking about Haikyuu characters right now. Hinata from Haikyuu.
Yeah, I don't know what other characters he would be, but yeah, Hinata.
What do you mean he would be?
Like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
it could be Hinata from Naruto.
No, I mean, like, maybe they've seen a different anime that we could be like, if you don't know Hinata from here, you would know. Maybe Naruto? Hinata's much more happy-go-lucky than Naruto.
Well, I mean, because Hinata doesn't have to go through the struggles Naruto has to go through. Like, do you see that? It's like, the only reason Hinata is because he literally lives in this bubble of happiness, versus Naruto is the same person...
Who went through a lot of
who
shit.
Who had to go through shit and who had to deal through shit and is still happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, do you know why I'm not the happy-go-lucky ideal type that you're talking about right now? Because you've seen me in real life. If we would only hang out in, like,
certain interviews with other people, and I'm like, damn, who is that? Yeah, you different.
Damn.
You a Gemini.
I know. You know what? And I'm not, the thing is, I'm not looking to deny it. I understand my faults. It's okay.
It's not a fault, I'm just saying you're a Gemini.
It's just my reality.
Like, I was telling you earlier, like, I don't want to Bible the whole Zodiac stuff, but, like, why them shits be accurate?
Why are
those
horoscopes so accurate? That's what it's crazy. Called.
Horoscopes.
It's insane to me, because, like you said, the thing is, sometimes they do certain readings, and I'm like, no, not readings. Reading sounds really like, I went to see a psychic. But no, like, the horoscopes, like, at least least on Instagram, I follow a lot of horoscope accounts. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, ah, oh, nah, like, I don't agree with this, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's kind of like a miss, or it's like, you know, it's hit or miss. But sometimes they, like, hit the nail on the head, and I'm like, how?
How?
You know what I mean?
Have you met me? You know me. You know me.
So you're telling me that other human beings...
Just because they just were born...
Just like me, born around the same time. But wait,
just because we were born in this period, we're all like this? Because I'm like that. Mm-hmm. Do the rest of us Capricorns agree?
Yeah, because you're a Capricorn.
I gotta meet my peoples.
Honestly.
Capricorns, hit me up.
No, apparently you don't like... Oh, no, you don't like Scorpios. Okay, if you're a Scorpio...
The thing is, I need to interact with Scorpios because my father's a Scorpio, so I have such horrible... Horrible experience with Scorpios.
With a capital
With a capital Bro, horrible experience with Scorpios. Like, I will run from the hills from a Scorpio. I don't give a fuck.
Do you actually know something? Because you've met my mom. Well, I know you've met my mom. But she's a Gemini as well.
Gemini are two-faced bitches.
And I don't see her identifying with my shit.
My cousin is a Gemini, my uncle is a Gemini, my baby cousin. I think, like, two of my baby cousins are Geminis. There'd just be way too many Geminis in this world. Them two.
You have a lot of Geminis around you. It's okay.
I refuse to give birth. Let me tell you, I'll give birth to anything. You know what sucks? Is that I'm not that informed on, like, el otro bando. Like, the Pisces, Libra, Taurus.
Aries, yeah.
Aries, I know. Aries are crackheads.
Oh, yeah?
Aries, I can tell. The thing is, I actually confuse Aries and Gemini because Geminis can have some sort of Aries energy. But Aries are just crackheads.
How interesting. You can sense that energy.
No, I'm not special, but, like, I'll see someone, and I'll be like, you are either a Gemini or an Aries, and they'll be a Taurus, but
I'll... It's like they're a Libra.
Yeah, like, so,
you a Pisces, aren't you? No, I'm a Cancer.
It's like, damn. You see, Cancers, like, the softies, I don't know the softies. Like, I could talk about Aries, they're Scorpio, Sag. Caps, Gemini, Sag, because Sag and Capricorns are very similar. Like, I identify with a lot of Sagittarius stuff, mm-hmm. because the new calendar, I'm a Sagittarius.
But, like, yeah, with the new calendar, what am I?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And I think I have something Sag, like my rising or something is a Sag.
I know, I think my moon sign is a Cap, which is who you moon. Actually are, yeah. or some shit. Like, there's the person you project, I think, ready? I'm pulling shit out of my ass, because I don't know for a fact. I should literally do research before. I think you are an
Aquarius something, too.
I think I'm it's either Aquarius or Sag, that's how people see me. When okay. people see me, they think I'm an Aquarius or a Sag. I think it's a Sagittarius. I think people, when they see me, I'm a Sagittarius. I am a Gemini. And my moon, like, which is, like, my internal, is a Capricorn.
I don't know all that stuff about me. I know I'm a Cap, and I'll just
say that. I did the research once.
But that's the thing. Like, I can't see a Sagittarius and know. Like, I can't see a Cancer. I can't see a Taurus. I can't see a Libra. But Aries, Gemini, Scorpio, Capricorns, I feel pretty good about.
Yeah.
I only feel good about Aries because I confuse them with Geminis because, like I said, Geminis can have that energy sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'll confuse that. But when it's an excessive energy, I'm like, oh, you're an Aries. Oh, I find Aries to be, like, the
squirrels.
The exteriorly bubble. They're just Scorpios that are exteriorly bubbly. Does that make sense?
And you say that Geminis have that energy?
Geminis can have that energy. I feel like Geminis could go the extreme of an Aries or a Scorpio, wow. but they're, like, less intense.
Because either the thing, one.
Scorpios are so overrated. They're not that special. I'm sorry. I got beef with Scorpios. Because that's what pisses me off. My dad is proud to be a Scorpio because it's, like, the hardest sign. It's like, bitch.
Shut the fuck like, up. Honestly.
You the little bitch. I don't mean to be mean. No. I want to be okay, mean to Scorpios.
We're not discriminating. It's okay. Just like you said, you have bad experience with Scorpios. Don't like so Scorpio. you have something against them.
Like, I will do everything in my power to not be with a Scorpio.
I get that.
Just because of the bad experience.
The thing is, literally, I feel like the most thing that puts it into perspective is, like, if the world was ending.
Leos, too. I know Leos, pero dale.
Oh. If the world was ending, I don't know, Geminis would try to find somewhere to hide. Capricorns would be like, oh, fuck it, my life. I forget what Capricorns say. But I know that Scorpios would be like, where's the bomb at? Like,
yeah, I'm going right for
like,
it.
Kill me now. It's like, yeah. I've been waiting for this.
I go first.
That's the thing. I feel like that just embodies who Scorpios are. It's like they're literally just waiting
to die.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of all are, but Scorpios really be looking for it.
I mean, I really don't be looking to die.
No?
No, I know. I go along with that with you.
Really?
Yeah, but no, I do, no, for real, I do not want to die.
I had a dream my where whole thing I is died.
I want to live forever.
I do not know why.
You don't?
If you're around, I'll stick around with you if I can, but I do but not want to live forever. But do you not,
for real?
Honestly,
I don't know why I got it so high-pitched there. What? I literally, on purpose, I'm trying to, like, calm my pitch.
Why?
Because I don't like it when I get all super high-excited.
It means you get excited. We drifted into horror.
We did, but, did you have a quote that you wanted to say, or I feel like we already got into something that was pretty funny.
Yeah, horoscopes. So, should we get into...
Do you want not have a quote? Nothing? Oh.
Something about tomorrow.
It was literally, it's like, life gives you a second chance. It's called tomorrow. Like, wow. Life gives you a second chance every day. It's called tomorrow. Something
nice,
like that.
Nice, yeah. That's what where it
was. I felt like you said... before, it's really sweet. It's just kind of like you're starting, like, don't be too hard on yourself. You're starting new every single day. Give yourself a fresh start. Forgive yourself and mm-hmm. move on
yeah. from right now. If you weren't able to YOLO today, then YOLO tomorrow.
It's not so much YOLO. I feel as though it's just do what you want to do. Like, if you didn't have the chance to work out today and you're beating yourself up about it and you already can't do it today, then, like, start tomorrow. You got this.
A motivational quote that I read, well, motivational, is that... you regret not working out, but you never regret a workout.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, but my lazy ass don't want to. All right, so we're going to do.
Ready? So then what I want to do, oh goodness, preface with is how good do you think your taste buds are?
I think, what's that smell? Oh, hand sanitizer. I think I could tell you each and every single one.
Yeah, I have this hand sanitizer. It's called Lavender Forest. I don't know if I'm convinced.
I like lavender. Okay, so I'm going to say all the flavors we have, and how the game is going to go is that I'm going to close my eyes, because we can't cheat by looking at color. I'm going to close my eyes, and you are going to hand me a chip. I was going to say,
we would do either way. Somebody would be the taster for one round, and then somebody would be the...
For a whole round, or for all of them?
For a whole round.
What is a whole round?
Like, we're going to go through all of them, and you're going to taste test them, and then we're going to switch.
Okay, so I'm just going to talk about who we have. We have a cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Should I not take them out?
Up to you. However you feel more comfortable.
We have a cheddar cheese, a ranch, honey mustard, pizza, sour cream and onion.
Pronounce it correctly piquel. So that people understand. I am
pronouncing them correctly.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
We have wavy roasted jalapeno, scorching bebe quoi, regular bebe quoi, cheddar and sour cream, salt and vinaigre, scorching cheddar, and that's everybody.
That's everybody? Okay, so now, how should we do this? Are you going to give me choices? Am I going to...
Are you tasting first?
Do you want to rock, paper, scissors,
first.
Shoot?
I
want
to okay, taste Okay, let's first.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot this.
You want to taste first,
no,
too?
No, it's okay.
You'll
taste first.
Yay!
Okay, so, my thing is, am I going to give you multiple choice? Like, do you just know what they all are? And, should we write them all down?
I mean, what could happen is if I'm like, fuck, I can't decide...
Like, I start reading through all of them?
I mean, there's like a...
You're going to have to keep your eyes closed for the majority of it, because I don't want to be giving... I'm going to put them to the side.
Fine. If, like, I can't figure out the names...
What?
I wish I could have a list of the names.
I was literally going to say, do you want to... Ready? We're going to go through
no,
them.
No, because some are easy. Like, cheddar, pizza, that's easy. Dill pickle. There's just... That. Sour cream and onion, I know. There's literally one that I won't know.
Which one?
Cheddar and sour cream. Cheddar and sour cream versus sour cream and onion. Because this
okay,
is
ready?
Just, yeah, I can know the
let's,
rest.
Let's just start. Let's see how this plays out. Because, ready? Because this is a food review. You could also explain, like, if you like it or not. Ready? Okay. But you're going to have to close your eyes. Do you want to put a face mask over your eyes or something? Just so that you're safe?
I'm going to feel claustrophobia, but yeah, I'll cheat if I don't.
I was going to say, would you not cheat if okay. that wasn't the case?
No, I would cheat. Nobody can see, but I can't.
You are... okay, so then let's see.
As which one am see, I starting I can't. Wait, with? Wait. Actually, wait. I'll do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah?
No.
Oh.
Like, just turn this, because I feel like if I put this part here, then I won't be able to peek at the color. Or I can just close my eyes.
Should I... Because how does the audience at home know what it is?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you will tell me if I'm right or wrong.
I guess, yeah, you'll know instantly. You'll have two choices. Do you want me to...
Are you going mouth or finger?
I was
going
to say, which one would you prefer?
Finger. Okay. I don't like being fed like a child.
Oh, you're so annoying.
Dill pickle. It really smells like it. Oh.
I'm eating it too. I'm getting an advantage. I'm trying what all of them are.
Oh, I like that. Mm.
It's really good, right? Tastes just like describe the taste to the people.
It tastes like a pickle.
What kind of pickle?
Dill. Mmm, that's good.
You're so empty.
Just, I know.
Provide more for the people.
My soul is a little black cave.
Oh, what? My goodness.
Actually, enjoyed it. Than it tastes, but that is good, yeah.
The thing is, I also like pickles. If you don't like pickles, do not buy this one because it literally does. Just like, you know, like a dull pickle, a chippy pickle.
I just got the scent of it.
Is the palate cleansed?
Hopefully.
Okay, this one.
Oh, you don't smell like shit.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like anything. What are you thinking?
Can we get another one?
Of course. Describe something. We need to be talking. It is a podcast.
Oh, I think he's spicy. I think he might scorch and cheese it. Yeah. This is the scorching cheddar.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I was like, scorching cheese it.
It tastes like the Ritz Bits.
That's right. You did say that last time. Yeah, wow. Oh my gosh, so far, 2 for 2. Woo! There is a scorching one. Ready? Let's see this one next. Just kind of... But ready? But try to fill in the dead air, because I can't talk, because I know what it is.
I'm sorry. It tastes yummy. This one smells... Huh.
What is this one... Oh, I know what that smell is. You don't know what it is because it's really light.
Ew.
You should know exactly what this tastes like.
Can we get another one?
What do you mean, ew? It's not bad. What do you think it is?
Oopsie.
Describe the flavor. You're quiet.
I have no idea what I'm tasting.
Let me see if I can read the ingredients.
That is either a disgusting barbecue.
Dried potatoes, vegetable oil. Or pizza.
It's disgusting barbecue or pizza, so can we come back to that one?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'm gonna set it aside.
I need to taste what pizza tastes like.
I wish we could tell our audience what it is.
I did not like that.
You didn't like it?
No.
Okay, here's the next one. You're binging
here. Oh, wavy jalapeno.
Oh, shit. You could feel the texture.
That's yummy. I'm getting another one.
It's really good.
That's very good.
Is it just me? But this kind of tastes bacon-y as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Right? The wavy roasted jalapeno ones, you guys? Go for it.
Kind of tastes like bacon.
It's really good. Ready? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next one. Mm-hmm.
One that's already been opened.
Oh, how interesting. You're taking little datos.
I don't think I opened cheddar cheese, so this must be sour cream and cheddar. I don't know if that one was open. Oh my god, what?
Talk to me.
I'm waiting to see if it's spicy because it kind of tastes like barbecue. I can't taste barbecue. Everything tastes like barbecue, or I can't taste barbecue.
I don't know.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I forgot
to say. I got 2 back.
I love eating too.
Is it just me? When you were younger, did you not make, like, a duck mouth or a duck face with these? Oh, my God. Always. Literally. I don't know why.
I'm going to go with the scorch and barbecue.
You're correct.
Okay. I literally thought it was cheddar, and then all of a sudden I got barbecue, and then my mouth pickled a little bit, and I was like, what?
Ready? So far, you've gotten... How many have I gone through?
I haven't gotten any wrong.
You got 4 for 5.
I didn't guess the other one yet.
You're right. Let me not take away that point just yet.
I just have to know here what pizza go tastes like first.
Oh. Okay, so this one.
Mmm. Okay. You can
get another one. This is kind of like a refreshing flavor.
It's yummy.
It's very light. That might have given something away.
Just what kidding. What the fuck? What?
Are you covering your nose?
No.
I'm
just holding this over it.
Ah. Because, I don't know if you guys know, but smell is a very important part of taste.
Oh, this is sour cream and onion. Right? Let me go again.
I was about to say. Ready? No, you get a second try. Because it's not sour cream and onion.
It's sour cream and cheddar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Okay.
You're right on the sour cream, but cheddar, not onion. You should know. The supremacy.
No, I don't normally eat these, so it's hard.
Me neither, to be honest.
I mean, I really like them, actually, but I don't normally eat them. I only ever get sour cream and onion.
Yeah, I think agreed. I only ever get sour cream.
This is a new open one. Ew, that's pizza. Yuck. Ew, it tastes like it was burnt, too. I don't like that.
So, which flavor?
Pizza.
No.
No?
You get a second chance.
Is it barbecue?
It is.
Oh my god, I hate barbecue.
Barbecue tastes pretty nasty, yeah. I mean, it tastes kind of like, it's roasted. It literally kind of is giving off a roasted vibe, but yeah.
Is it plain barbecue?
Uh-huh.
Tastes like that? Okay, hopefully the pizza tastes good then, because I was like, that tastes burnt. They went and burnt a pizza and gave it to me.
Let's see.
Damn, I just cannot figure out barbecue. This is rough.
Is it?
And like you said, you got to taste them first.
I do, even though low-key I should be kind of focusing more on what they taste like. I'm not.
Oh, salt and vinegar. No, what the fuck?
This is really good. I like this one.
What the fuck is this? Is this sour cream and onion?
No. You know what sour cream and onion tastes like. This is not a familiar taste to you.
This is pizza.
No. I've given you so many opportunities now. You have one last guess.
What are my options?
Okay. You have left salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion, pizza, cheddar cheese, or ranch, or honey mustard. Oh. Or dill pickle. Or cheddar and sour cream.
I see what happened. Now I know who's left. I forgot honey mustard was a flavor, so that's ranch?
It is ranch.
Damn. That's good, but let me get no one.
I appreciate the ranch flavor. It's really good.
It's yummy, but I would not have thought that that was ranch.
Ready? We're gonna go move on to the next one now.
I need to taste this pizza already. I've been thinking everybody pizza.
Ready? Here. Try now. See how this goes.
Only because you said honey mustard was left. I'm gonna guess honey mustard.
It is. Okay. This is the first one that you didn't guess. Honey mustard.
Oh my god, because I forgot it was a flavor.
Yeah. I was like, how did you not know? It literally tastes like mustard. Like sweet mustard.
I was like, who the fuck are you? You just opened up pizza, didn't you?
Fuck you.
Did I?
Switching.
Oh my god, it sounded like pizza.
How dare you?
It was a guess.
Okay, ready? I'm gonna open a different one. How did you know? Okay, here you go. Between the fingers. Ready? Talk to me. What are the flavors that are coming in?
I think you pulled a fast one on me. You opened a different one, but you still gave me a pizza. Why are you talking?
Is that your final guess? What's your final guess?
Would that be pizza? No, no guess has been made.
No guess has been made yet?
I don't remember who's left. I'll go with pizza.
No.
It's not pizza?
It's not pizza.
Can I taste pizza?
I don't know.
Oh my god. What were the options? No. Is that sour cream and onion?
No.
Okay, good. That was
already your nasty. Second guess.
Yeah, no, yeah. I fucked that one up. Put it back in the pile. We'll bring it back.
Okay. Ready? We'll go with this one now.
Okay.
There you go. Chips in the finger. Yeah. What flavors cheddar. Are coming in?
Cheese. Cheddar.
Cheddar?
Cheddar.
Final answer?
Uh-huh.
No. It's not. Here you go.
Let me get another one.
Talk to me. Verbalize, because whatever it is you were thinking before was not working.
Is this pizza?
Is that your second guess?
Yeah.
No.
My god, what are my options?
I don't know, right?
It's the same one I didn't get last time, isn't it?
I just gave it to you again.
Would you?
We're changing it this time. Alright? This is a new chip.
Sour cream. Salt and vinegar, sorry.
Yeah. It tastes vinegary. Or it smells vinegary.
Sorry.
You're good. Because my foot's asleep, so it hurt.
Was I kicking you? Sorry. Thought I was kicking the couch.
Damn. You got this one pretty fast.
It smelled like a hella. Okay, you're, the last one you give me is going to be pizza. You're giving me pizza right now. Dámela.
I'm going to change it.
What the fuck? Were you really giving me pizza?
I was.
I have this connection with
for
pizza.
For real. You keep on wanting to get the pizza one. Here. I'm handing you one.
You're giving me pizza.
Talk to me. What's going on? What are you tasting? What are you tasting? Try to lick it.
I think I taste burnt again.
Burnt? If you lick it, I feel
no,
like...
No, this is cheese. This is the cheese one. This is the one you told me wasn't cheddar.
That wasn't cheddar?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? What's your guess?
My guess is cheddar, but you already told me this wasn't cheddar.
That's not true.
Oh, it's cheddar?
It is cheddar.
Oh.
I got one. Ready?
Have I already tried pizza?
I don't know. Have you?
Here. Have I?
Putting the chip between your fingers.
This is pizza.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
It literally tastes like pepperoni.
Yeah, this is pizza. And I've already tried this one, haven't I?
You have not.
No?
Oh. I literally have not given this one to you yet. Because every single time I was going to give you pizza, you're like, you're giving me pizza, aren't you? And I'm like, no!
I hear it. I got a connection. That's yummy.
Ready? Yeah, it tastes literally like pepperoni.
Honestly, I'm sick of Pringles at this point. How many have I left? I don't want
to. Yeah, do I kind of have to go through the taste test too?
Okay. Damn, you got to do all this again.
I better fucking do. You better eat them along with me. It's going to be embarrassing if you don't get this one again.
Sour cream and onion?
It is.
Oh my god.
I was like, how dare you not get it?
That was rough. Wow. Now my vision feels yucky.
The struggle. I feel like...
That was rough because they all have really similar
flavors. I would give you like a 6 out of 10. Like you got a 60% on this exam.
I got a D?
Like, I mean... All right, maybe a C. Maybe a C. You didn't do that bad.
How many did I get wrong? Let's see who does better.
I don't even know.
I got dill pickle. I got pizza. I didn't get cheddar and sour cream. I didn't get ranch. I didn't get sour cream. I didn't get honey mustard. I didn't get cheddar. Or after a round.
After like three rounds.
Okay, I got salt and vinegar. I didn't get barbecue right, but I got the three scorching right.
Yeah, you're right.
So I got 6 out of... I got a 50, girl. You was nice giving me that curve.
There you go. Yeah, because of the curve.
I got a 50. What did I say?
Yeah, 50. Yeah, yeah, cool. That's what you said.
Okay.
Talk towards the mic, baby.
Sorry. Okay. Now put the blindfold on, just so you know it's a struggle, because it doesn't really stay on.
I was about to say.
So you just have to close your eyes and fight with it.
Yeah, I mean, I have no issue with just keeping my eyes closed. Ready? So now it is Bub's turn to try. I feel like my taste buds... Oh,
murder.
What fell?
Oh, my goodness. There's chaos in the studio.
Yeah, goodness, girl.
Okay.
I'm very proud of my taste buds, actually. I feel like I'm going to do very well. I'm not going to say I'm going to do perfect, because, like, you know what? Nobody's perfect, but I am as close as it gets. I'm willing to bet coffee tomorrow that I'm going to do better than you. Right. Yeah, I'm going to do better than you, for sure. I also have the advantage. Them. Yes, I really do have the advantage.
Alright.
Talk to me.
Here comes the first one.
Ready? Let's do it.
Yep.
Again, I think maybe what we should do next time is, like, somebody use headphones.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that you could tell everybody.
The folks at home.
Okay, I have 2 chances, right?
Sure. I didn't give myself any that I didn't get on the first try. Just saying. I didn't give myself credit for any that I didn't get on the first try.
Oh. Oh, damn. Yeah. Is this cheddar?
No.
Damn. Give me another one. Shit. And here I was just talking up a storm.
You see, I fucked you over. I'm gonna give you all the ones that are similar at the same time just to fuck you up.
Is it sour cream and onion?
No.
The fuck?
So you did not get this one right, but I'm not going to tell you which one it is. We're going to try another one. Fuck we you. Will bring this one around again, but you already don't get the points for it. Damn. You think you're going to get better than a 50?
You're so annoying.
Because I just tasted them all, and I know who tastes similar.
You're so annoying. I feel like I need water. I need to cleanse my palate. Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Is this salt and vinegar? Ooh. No, this is ranch.
Damn. Uh-huh. Ranch really does smell like salt and vinegar, don't it?
Yeah, it really does. It's ranch. Do you want the basket?
To, like, nice. Put some? You've only gotten one right so far.
I know.
You gotta keep it that way.
Yeah, no, that was ranch. Damn, I shouldn't have guessed for the other one. I should have been like, come back to it. Mm. Try to fill in the dead air.
I'm sorry. I'm just really curious about what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. You stink.
Give me another one.
Another chippy chippy? Mm-hmm. This is fun.
Yeah, I guess from your perspective, it's fun.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
So now it's time for you to stress and see. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Who is it?
This is a cheese one.
What is it, though?
I'm gonna say cheddar.
Final answer?
I don't know! Why are you asking?
I don't know. What's your guess?
Could I come back to it?
Sure. Okay.
I think it's cheddar, but I'm gonna go back to it. Is it cheddar? Can you just tell me if it's cheddar?
If you guess wrong, you automatically can't win it.
I feel like you would have already told me if it was cheddar, so it's okay.
Oh, would I be that nice?
Are you not?
It is cheddar.
Ah, you're so annoying!
Two for you! What the
heck? shit, where'd it go?
It's on left boobie, right boobie. Other one. Sorry, I told you the wrong one. Your other left.
Shut up. Yeah, I don't know about you.
I like the whole experience. I want to chew them.
I need another one. What was that? You're going overwhelming.
Can you hear the bass boom? Ready? Woo-hoo!
Is this one of the spicy ones? Wasn't there a spicy cheddar?
Yeah,
I think this is spicy cheddar. Oh! Okay, because I'm like, what is this? They literally all taste the same, but then I'm like, ooh, what's that cake? Yeah, I don't need to eat it. Oh, goodness. We're trying to break our friend's earbuds.
Sorry. I'm just trying to decide which order I should give them to.
Yeah, I started with, like, the prominent flavors, so I was like, I didn't do it on purpose. If not, I would have switched off.
You're already doing better than me. You're
ooh!
That one.
This is barbecue. Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, barbecue, it has kind of like a roasted taste, if that makes sense.
It tastes like burnt pizza to me.
It tastes like, yeah, it's like kind of burntish, but like pungent. Like, I appreciate it. I actually don't mind you putting it straight in my mouth. You're the one who has the whole complex about being a child. I embrace my inner child.
This one's gonna be too easy. Annoying.
I like it. I actually really like it. This is the honey mustard.
Yeah.
I really like honey mustard. It's so good. Why is it that honey mustard reminds me of Dijon?
I literally got
Dijon mustard vibes from that.
I don't
and
know
I that. Love Dijon mustard.
Honey mustard is not Dijon.
I know.
I feel like you're going to get this one too.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to do better than you. The thing is, my taste buds have always been superior.
You're one away from getting the same grade as me.
Damn. A lot of pressure.
I hadn't tasted pizza, so I thought everybody was pizza.
You really did.
You have an unfair advantage. Mm-hmm.
Sour cream and onion?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now we have the same grade, and there's easy ones coming.
Like what? Pizza's pretty easy. You haven't done pizza yet. Which other one? There's a jalapeno one that you can tell just by the texture. I'm so sorry. I crushed it. I'm sorry.
I forget that. I have to find you.
Oh, this is dill pickle. I can tell just by... Ooh, why does it smell like a little bit like feet? Ew, what is that? It tastes decent, though. What
have you been smelling? Question of the century.
My man's.
Ooh, and his feet be smelling like that? Yeah. Are you still okay, sniffing like, them?
I was like, well, I mean, you know what? We try to be kind to our man's.
Yeah, we don't judge. Damn, you already got a better grade than me. I didn't even get a passing grade.
I gave you a 60 with the curve, bitch.
Thank you, teacher.
You're welcome.
Without that curve, I wouldn't survive. I
appreciate it. That's literally how I survived my entire college career.
Curve?
Teachers be giving hella curves.
Yeah, our biochemistry professor, I emailed him and I was like, hey, it was a rough semester, you know, due to the virus and shit. You mind curving my grade? And he was like, yeah, I got you. I was like, you the real MVP.
Oh, biochem?
Yeah. If not, I wouldn't have passed biochem the first time.
Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Give me another one.
It was rough. No, sorry. No.
the other one.
Let's yeah, see. I thought you would get it on the first try, so I moved on to the next chip.
It's one of the bland ones. I can't. What are my choices?
The ones left. Jalapeno, vinagre, cheddar sour cream.
Maybe.
Pizza.
No.
And scorching barbecue.
Cheddar sour cream.
No. Too wrong.
What is... Oh, okay. Do you get, like, 50 points? Like,
no.
You get
no, half... I didn't give myself any curves. You okay. Just... You gave me a curve, but I didn't give myself any
Then can I know
points.
What they are?
They're coming back, don't worry.
Oh. But I can't get the point.
Right.
Damn. But can I, like, know what they are so that the next time you give
uh-huh.
it to me, I know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't reached far.
Because I need you to struggle more than I did because you got to taste them. I'm a tough grader. You think I'm that nice TA? Nah, bitch. I'm that mean TA.
Bitch, we hate those.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm nice.
This is pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is getting heavy. Can you hit baseball? I'm ready. Woo-hoo! Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go, sweetheart.
Oh, jalapeno, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know just based off of the texture. That one's, this was a freebie. This was the one on the exam that they're like, literally put anything, like there was an error, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My stomach really hurts. I'm just continuing to eat to
stop
join you.
Eat them.
I should stop.
Just stop eating them. It's okay. Oh, salt and vinegar.
Yeah,
that's easy. I can tell just by smelling it. All
right. What the last two that you fucked up?
Oh, so then what have I got so far? What's my grade?
10 out of 12. Is that some sort of high B, low A? I don't know.
10 out of 12?
Yeah. Now, this one. Think.
Okay.
Your mouth should be doing... Your options
oh my God.
Are all over the floor.
Oh, did it spill?
Yeah, but okay, I got it. The options are scorching barbecue and cheddar sour cream. Oh my God, they call a lot of
car. Didn't I say that from one of the ones that I didn't get?
Yeah.
I said cheddar.
Yeah, cheddar sour cream, yeah, you did.
And I didn't guess it?
Nope.
Did I say sour cream and onion?
No, sour cream and onion isn't an option.
Oh, this is scorching one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the spicier of the two.
So this is cheddar.
Cream is cheddar.
Come on, grab it. I'm just
kidding. Oh!
Joke's on me when I try to mess with you. I got all over my shoe. Let me give you another one.
Oh, it's okay. I don't care.
I'll eat it. I know where my feet have been.
This is cheddar sour cream.
Yep. That's the one that at the beginning you couldn't figure out.
Damn.
So you got a 10 out of 12.
I really did. See, I told you that I was going to do better.
Fuck you.
I knew I was. Okay.
I'm going to do the math for what your grade means.
Oh, please do. Do the math for what your grade means as well.
I got a 50.
Oh, a fish?
Okay.
Yeah, you guys, personally, my favorite... 83? Ugh, that's not as good as what I wanted.
I know, but it is what it is. You failed.
Oh, damn. Okay. I really like the honey mustard one, and I like the dill pickle one.
I like the pickle. I like salt and vinegar, actually.
Yeah, agreed.
I feel a mass connection to pizza, so I gotta say that I love pizza. But I don't think I want to eat Pringles again for a while.
Yeah, for real. Okay, I don't know what we're gonna do with all these.
Me neither.
Because we, like, bought a shit ton at Walmart, and we literally just wanted to do it to do this taste test, but now it's, like...
So many
do we have... I wish we... Excuse me. I wish we had, like, people we could donate this to.
Yeah, like, family members that had kids that it's like, yeah, here, give it to them for school snacks or something.
Honestly.
Or but, be just, like, those great cousins. Those,
and it's like, here.
Those fun aunts.
Yeah. Have all the Pringles you want. What they don't know is that we just didn't want them.
Yeah. It's like, I'm nice. I went out and bought you guys some Pringles.
Yes, we are such considerate people.
But this has been fun.
Yeah, so this is today, Friday's food review. We wanted to change it up because, I mean, what we were doing previously were, like, the questions, if we liked it or not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel as though, like, one, our scale is kind of, like...
biased.
Yeah, very biased. Skewed. And here we just kind of, like, do taste tests. We'll see. We didn't really verbalize as much as a... bless you.
Thank you.
I didn't verbalize as much as I would have wanted, but hey, let us know if you guys like this. And this was it for Friday's podcast.
Yeah.
This was fun.
This was very fun. And that's what I want to do. Have fun.
Exactly. So yeah, guys, it's Friday. It's the end of the week. We know our aspirations. We know what our goals are. We're literally powering through. Let's relax, wind down. We're ready. We sure, got this.
Yes. Let's go.
And fire. I don't know.
Second start of the ride, straight on till morning.